With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House Budget Office is preparing for a long shutdown standoff, which is now on day 14. It said the troops and law enforcement would be paid and that more layoffs of government workers are being planned. Democrats are protesting. They say it's illegal to fire workers by using it under the cover of the shutdown. In Gaza, the newly proclaimed ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is holding for the most part. There are, however, reports of some violence.
There seem to have been more of these deadly shootouts between Hamas and rival gangs to the east of Gaza City. And also there's footage showing Hamas gunmen apparently executing several men in the street after Hamas accused them of collaborating with Israel. And that is really underscoring how there is this security vacuum.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell. There's another batch of goods now affected by import taxes. New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and upholstered furniture took effect earlier today. The Trump administration says the aim is to boost domestic production and to protect American companies. Another state is taking up redistricting efforts.
The announcement by North Carolina Republican legislative leaders comes amid a nationwide redistricting battle. Leaders say they will vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat within already right-leaning boundaries. The plan comes during an emerging mid-decade battle nationally between Republicans and Democrats. They're looking for advantages in the way U.S. House districts are drawn in several states for the 2026 session. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President Trump today will posthumously award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The Dow ahead by 268. This is SRN News. A federal judge takes the side of a Virginia high school student. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
A preliminary injunction has been granted to a boy at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County who was facing suspension for complaining about the presence of a girl in the boy's locker room. The girl is living as a boy, and when she overheard the male student complaining, she turned him in, and he was charged with, quote, sexual harassment. Two other boys who complained have already been suspended. A lawsuit is proceeding in U.S. District Court. Michael Harrington reporting.
Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially those in Africa. The ministry says in many cases people are coming to know Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they are slipping into error. In some places, illiteracy makes the problem more complex, leaving people unable to read the scriptures. In these cases, audio Bibles are a big help. This is SRN News. Economists are looking closely at tariffs and the upcoming holiday season.
Uncertainty over the economy and tariffs is forcing retailers to pull back or delay plans to hire seasonal workers who pack orders at distribution centers, serve shoppers at stores, and build holiday displays during the most important selling season of the year. Job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas forecasts overall holiday hiring for the last 3 months of the year will likely fall under 500,000 positions. That's fewer than last year's 543,000 level.
Bill Alexander reporting. Federal officials have rejected a company's bid to acquire 167 million tons of coal on public lands in Montana for less than a penny per ton. It would have been the biggest U.S. government coal sale in more than a decade, but the failed bid underscores a continued low appetite for coal among electric utilities. More details at srnnews.com.